Listen to the passion in this next verse. This is God talking to you. I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. Can you feel that passion? The longing that God has for you? I just want you to know me. I know everything about you, God says. Good, bad, and ugly. Nothing can make me stop loving you. I want you to know me.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthrough in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get this amazing teaching on video with the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit. This six-part video study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or use with your small group. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Beginner's Guide to Prayer.
Now, Jesus had a lot to say about praying sincerely, just honestly from your gut, and simply without trying to be sound super spiritual. Let me just show you one passage. We'll come back to this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 to 8 is out of the famous Sermon on the Mount where Jesus is talking about prayer. And here's what Jesus says. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. In other words, for them, prayer is, performance. It's performance art. You know, watch me pray, everybody. I'm really going to impress you with this one. Okay, get ready. Whew, buckle up. I'm going to pray a good prayer. Here we go. And they're not praying to God. They're just showing off. He says, when you pray, don't be like hypocrites who pray just to be seen by men. I tell you the truth. They have received their reward in full. In other words, they're not going to get any more reward than that. Just the praise they got from somebody who thought they were impressed by it. I tell you the truth, he says. Instead, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. In other words, openly. And when you pray, he says, don't keep babbling on and on and on and on and on like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Longer is not stronger. Do not be like them. This is Jesus talking. For your Father knows what you need even before you ask. So it's not like you got to convince God. He already knows what you need. Just come to him and simply and as honestly and as humbly as you can say and talk about what you need. Now, that passage right there is literally loaded. We could spend about 2 hours unpacking it, but let me just summarize it for you. He says three or four things. He says, first, don't use prayer to show off. And we've all seen people do that. They go, I got a good one. Watch this. It'll blow everybody away. Woo, here it comes. Okay. You knocked that one out of the park, man. Whew. Don't use prayer to show off to impress other people. You don't get any credit for that kind of prayer, and God doesn't even listen to that kind of prayer. He says, instead, be sincere. Don't spout off cliches. And sometimes, because we're afraid of our prayers being too short, we just start adding in filler things. You don't need to add in filler. The bottom line is this next verse, Hebrews 10:22. Let us come near to God with a sincere heart and a sure faith. Okay, there are the two qualifications, sincerity and simplicity, sincere heart and sure faith. Sincere heart means, God, I'm not gonna talk to you about what I'm not interested in, I'm gonna talk to you about the way I really feel. You already know the way I feel, I just need to spout it out to you, I just need to confess it to you, I just need to talk about what I'm feeling right now. I'm upset, I'm nervous, I'm worried, I'm afraid, I'm confused. God, just talk to God about whatever you're feeling. sincere heart, and then a sure faith. We come to God with confidence. We're not afraid to talk to him. We're not embarrassed to talk to him. We're not hesitant to talk to him. We're not ashamed to talk to him. Why? He's a loving father who loves to listen to us talk to him. He loves to listen to you more than anybody else in the entire world. And so we come to him with a sure faith. We come to him with confidence. All right? So those are the first two pillars. Here's pillar number three. First, God's love for me. God loves for me to talk to him. Really about anything, whatever I'm interested in. And God listens to prayers that are simple and sincere. Sincere and simple. Number three, third pillar. God likes to show his grace by answering prayer. God is a good God. He's a good, good father. He's a gracious father. He's a compassionate and loving father. And God loves to answer prayer because he gets to show what he's really like. Everything in the universe comes from the generosity of God. No one is more generous than God. And when you pray and you ask for something in prayer, you make a request or a petition, one of the words it's called, it gives God the opportunity to show what he's really like. So God loves it when you ask requests. Over 20 times in the New Testament, we are commanded to ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. You have not because you ask not. If you ask anything in my name, over 20 times, if you are a child of God, you're commanded to ask God for things. Why? God gets to show how good he is.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, uncertainty, and disappointments. But God has made a way for you to handle all these things. It's called prayer. In his six-session 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers practical insight to help you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, poor habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. The study kit comes with a DVD and workbook and walks you through simple steps that will help you to better study God's Word. You can study it on your own or invite a few friends over to study in a small group setting. This life-changing resource is yours today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
If you are a child of God, you're commanded to ask God for things. Why? God gets to show how good he is. He gets to show how gracious he is, how loving he is, how generous he is. And with every answer that God gives to your prayer, it shows that he is a good, good God. Listen, regardless of the answer. You don't get an answer yes to every prayer you pray. You know that from experience. But even when the answer is no, even when the answer is not yet, God is a good, good father. Question. Do you know any parent in the entire world that gives a child everything that child asks for? Of course not. They would ruin that child. There are dozens and dozens of reasons why parents do not give their children everything they ask for. And there are dozens and dozens of good reasons why God doesn't say yes to everything you ask for. You may not understand why, but you're not God. And there are dozens of reasons. Sometimes God says no for our protection. Sometimes God says no for our direction, to direct us in a different place. Sometimes God says no for our correction, to correct us on course. Sometimes God says no for our perfection, to help us grow in our character. Sometimes God says no for our inspection. He looks inside of us and helps us see what we couldn't see before. A child that got everything they asked for would be spoiled rotten. God's much more interested in your character than he is your comfort. He loves you too much to say yes to everything. God is not a vending machine where you just put in the prayer and you pull it and you get whatever. A vending machine will give you stuff that's bad for you. And so God says, I didn't say I'd answer every way you want it, but I will answer. I mean, people say, well, God, you didn't answer me. And God says, yes, I did. I just said no. That was an answer. No. You see, when you pray, there are always four possible answers to your prayer. Always four possible answers to your prayer. God always answers every prayer. And the four answers he gives are either yes, no, not yet, and you gotta be kidding me. And you have prayed some of those requests that God's going, you gotta be kidding me. You're asking for that? Come on. A child, a baby, doesn't know the difference between no and yet. Not yet. Maturity is when you realize that God's delays are not always God's denials. And a lot of times God says, oh, I have every intention of giving this to you, just not yet. You're not ready for it. And before I can give you the solution, you got to have the growth in character. Because I'm going to give something far bigger than you're asking for. There's a difference between no and not yet, and maturity knows the difference. But God always answers, and he shows his grace, he shows his goodness, whether the answer is yes or no or not yet. Jeremiah 33:3 says this, God says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you marvelous and wondrous things that you could never figure out on your own. I love that in the Message translation. Never could figure out. Sometimes God's answer is a bigger perspective. Sometimes you ask for something and God goes, you have no idea what you're asking for. That's not really what you want. I know what you want more than what you want. You want to be happy. That will not make you happy. You think it's going to make you happy, but it won't. And so I'm going to give you a bigger perspective. Call to me and I'll answer you. And my answer will not be the yes. My answer will be, I will show you things you could never figure out on your own. And you get a bigger perspective. And you're looking back, you go, oh, now I'm so glad. Thank God for unanswered prayers. Some of the prayers, if you'd gotten them answered, it would have been a disaster in your life. And so God doesn't answer. God, it will only give you what is good. Vending machine will give you something bad. God will only give you what is good in your life. Matthew 7, verse 11, Jesus says, if you, being imperfect and sinful parents, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? That's kind of obvious. God's a perfect Father. He's only going to give you good things, but he wants to give you stuff you haven't even imagined. And as the next verse says, James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask. That's going to be a theme verse that we're going to look at for all 40 days in this campaign. When you don't pray, there are a lot of things you miss out in life. When you get to heaven, there will be a list of all the things that you missed out on because you never asked for them. You have not because you ask not. God's not just going to give it to you. He wants you to learn to talk to him. He wants you to learn the language of prayer, and he wants you to learn to grow up. All right? So the foundational pillars about prayer. God loves for me to talk to him about anything that's on my mind. Doesn't have to be spiritual. Conversation. It's not a ceremony. It's conversation. I listen, and I and I speak. It's a relationship, not a ritual. And God listens to prayers that are sincere and simple, and he loves to show his goodness by answering his prayer. Now, here's the fourth truth, and this is the biggest one of all. This is huge. If you get this, you really understand it, it's going to radically change your life. And I don't mean just intellectually get it, but you actually feel it. Because when you feel it, it's going to change the way you look at everything. Money, sex, time, job, past, present, future. Number four, the fourth truth on which all prayer is built is this. God longs to be close to me. God longs to be close to me. He desires it. He wants it deeply. He wants to be close to you. He wants you to be close to him. You know, if you're away from somebody that you love for a long, long time, you can't wait to talk to them. God can't wait for you to talk to him. He loves you so, so very much. He longs to be close to you. He's waiting to talk to you. He's waiting for you to talk to him. And he's not busy. He's not like, can you hold the phone? All circuits are busy. Can you call back later? I'll get back in touch. No, no. He's longing to be close to you. It is a privilege to be close to God. He's got a 24-hour drop-in system. He's never offline. You can talk to him any moment of the day, any second of the day. Isaiah 30, verse 18 is a verse you ought to write down on a little white card, put it in your visor, and memorize it. It says this, "The Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion." Did you know that? Did you know that every day that you go without prayer, without reading God's word, without spending time with God, God is waiting for you? You were made for this. You were made to know God. You were made for a relationship, for a fellowship. And he's waiting. The Lord waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. It's the whole reason you exist. Some of you are parents, and you know the unique pain of a child that can't talk to you. And that's a heartache. You love that child deeply, but for whatever reason, a physical reason, a brain reason, an emotional reason, they can't talk to you. And it breaks your heart. Because you love that child so, so very much, but they haven't learned the language. They can't talk to you. You can't have a conversation with them. And it hurts as a parent when you love them and they can't talk to you. And others of you, you've been a parent of a child who they can talk to you, but they won't. And they don't. And they've shut you out of their lives at this point. And the ache in your heart is great because you long to talk to them and you long to just listen to them. And you long for the phone call. And it hurts you because they can talk, but they won't. And they don't. That's the way God feels about you. When you don't talk to him, when you go a day or days or weeks and you haven't spent any time alone with God, God, just you and me, a few minutes here, let's check it in. Here's what's on my heart. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I need. I love you. I don't understand this. And whatever's on your heart, my doubts, my fears, my gripes, my highs, my lows, it's like a parent going, why won't you talk to me? I created you. I love you. I want a relationship with you. And your kid turns around and walks away. Don't do that to God. Don't do that to your Father in heaven, the God who created you. You see, God designed you for a relationship. The only reason you're alive is God made you to love you. If God didn't want to love you, you wouldn't exist. You weren't put on this planet to mark things off your to-do list. You were put on this planet to be loved by God and to learn to love him back. He made you to love you. You were chosen to be his child. You were formed for his family. You were created for companionship. He made you to love you. The Bible is full of examples of people who had a, quote, close relationship to God. The Bible says Enoch, a man named Enoch, had a close relationship to God. The Bible says Noah had a close relationship to God. The Bible says Job had a close relationship to God. The Bible says a guy named Hezekiah, who was a king, was closer to God than any king that ever lived. God wants you to be close. He longs to be close to you. He longs for you to be close to him. Listen to the passion in this next verse. This is God talking to you. I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and a series called 40 Days of Prayer. If you missed any part of today's message, you can go to PastorRick.com to listen again at your convenience. And while you're there, please consider signing up for Rick's free daily email devotional. And be sure to check out all the other great resources as well. That's PastorRick.com. We all know that life doesn't always go as planned. There are obstacles, uncertainty, and disappointments. But God has made a way for you to handle all these things. It's called prayer. In his six-session 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit, Pastor Rick offers practical insight to help you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, poor habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, we hear a lot about the importance of prayer, but we don't often understand how prayer works. I've put together a brand new six-part Bible study. It's called 40 Days of Prayer. Now, the six sessions in this study are, first, we talk about the purpose of prayer. I have to understand why prayer works before you can understand how prayer works. Then we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. If you're in a crisis, get this material right now, because you need to know there are kinds of prayers in the Bible that God says you need to pray this kind of prayer in a crisis. Then in the third part, we're going to talk about praying and fasting for a breakthrough. If you've never learned to fast and you've never learned how to pray a breakthrough prayer, this will be eye-opening to you. Jesus once said of someone who needed a miracle, this kind happens only through prayer and fasting. I want to teach you how to pray a breakthrough prayer. If you need a breakthrough in your life, this is important. And then we're going to talk about talking to your Heavenly Father. You're not talking to some impersonal force in the sky. It's all about relationship. And finally, we talk about how do you be persistent in prayer. We often pray for a while, and then we start and we stutter and sputter, and then we give up. And yet Jesus said, you have to always pray and not give up. And you know what? In your life, you're always doing one or the other. You're either praying persistently or you're giving up. If you're not praying persistently, you're giving up. If you are praying persistently, you're not giving up. So this is the key to not giving up. Now, this study on 40 Days of Prayer is going to show you that really prayer is about a relationship, not fancy formulas. It's about getting to know God on a personal basis and realizing how deeply He wants to hear you talk to Him, and He wants to talk to you back. You'll stop worrying and you'll start trusting more. You'll pray with more confidence. You'll claim His promises and you'll see answers to your prayer. So join me and a lot of other Daily Hope listeners all over the world as we unite together. We'll be praying with you and for you. You'll be praying as we spend 40 days in learning how to pray consistently and persistently and effectively and expectantly and successfully. Get this resource. You can only get it through Daily Hope. God bless you.
This great resource is yours today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD study kit. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.